Welcome to the Amy Rushworth Show. I'm your host, Amy. I'm so glad you're here. I'm an empowerment and sexual wellness coach, breathwork teacher, podcaster, course creator, badass bitch, and a globally recognized thought leader on empowerment. And I'm here to help you if you're ready to fuck off the rules and create a life of unashamed, unapologetic pleasure and deep, deep confidence. I have a burning passion for the taboo and naughty areas of womanhood that we're not supposed to talk about, such as sexual wellness, bold self-expression, defying social expectations, and so much more. The topics that we're typically taught to shut up about or be ashamed of are the conversations I live for, and those are the kind of juicy, soulful chats that are going down on this show. My intention is for you to step into your most outrageously free, unapologetically expressed version of you. So if that sounds like a vibe, let's fucking go. Are you ready? Welcome back to the Amy Rushworth Show. So glad you're here. As always, this episode is going to be the best pep talk of your life. Whether you're like stuck in a rut right now or you're feeling good, this episode is for everyone because we're going to talk about how to get instantly unstuck and step into your next level regardless of your fear. We can all use a bit of that sometimes. So we're going to dive right in and we're going to talk a lot about resistance in this episode because resistance is the thing that usually gets in the way of people quantum leaping or breaking into that next level of success or their leadership or making a big change in their life because we all feel resistance, right? We all feel resistance when it comes to big changes or getting outside our comfort zone or making a bold leap in our business or our career, or our relationships. So let's talk about resistance and kind of like demystify it so that it doesn't have to be your enemy anymore. It can be your friend. It can actually be a really key component or an ally in your journey to expansion and growth and success. So I read a really amazing book recently that I highly recommend. It's called The War of Art. And I just recommend this for anyone who identifies as a creative, as an artist, a leader, an aspiring author, anyone who wants to put their artistry, their voice, their bigness, their message out into the world, you've got to read this book. So in this book, Stephen Pressfield, the author, basically talks about how resistance is this inevitable aspect of the hero's journey or the creative journey. So resistance is that inner voice of the mind that shows up inevitably when your soul has felt the call to create something new, something big. It shows up when you want to do something brave that's out of the ordinary. When you want to step outside of your comfort zone, basically, hello, resistance. Hola, old friend, annoying friend. So resistance is that voice, but it can also show up in different ways, like as comparison, procrastination, the patterns that keep us from doing the damn thing. It can also be the thought patterns in our head that tell us that we're not good enough yet to do the thing we want to do. We're not smart enough. We're not knowledgeable enough. We don't have what it takes. It can be thoughts that convince you that you don't have the time right now, that now is not a good time to make that change. You'll do it tomorrow. You'll do it next year. The voice that might persuade you that it's just not going to work. You're going to do it later. And this resistance shows up when you're on the brink of doing something major, like embarking on a big life change, pivoting in your business, thinking of changing careers. Maybe you want to move overseas, have a baby, write a book, end a relationship, start a new relationship, step into a new identity that your soul has been calling you to step into. Now, whatever your major thing is, whatever the major change, transition, or goal is for you, when you're right on the edge of expanding into that new reality, when you're right on the edge, the precipice of stepping onto that new timeline, resistance is always going to show up. So we need to normalize it. Because when we don't normalize it, what happens is we wait for it to go away, or we try and do things to get unstuck, but then we still feel stuck. So I feel like we have got to normalize it so that it no longer becomes this barrier, but it just becomes this thing that we know is going to be there, but we can still take action despite it being there. So in other words, when your higher self wants to make a big move, your lower self shows up as resistance. Now, I want to clarify some of the words I just used. When I say higher and lower self, I don't mean that there's one version of you, aka the higher self, that's superior. And I don't mean that your lower self is inferior or something that you should be ashamed about. There's nothing wrong with your lower self. There's nothing wrong with the part of you that experiences resistance. There's actually nothing wrong with resistance. What I mean when I'm saying that is that your lower self is the voice of your limbic brain or your limbic system. So your limbic brain is concerned with survival, fear, and avoiding pain. So the lower self shows up without resistance because you're about to step outside your comfort zone or into the unknown, and it triggers that alert of we might not survive this, or this feels scary, or this could be painful or uncomfortable. On the other hand, your higher self is a voice of your soul or the voice of your heart. Some people might think of it as the voice of God or the universe moving through them. Your soul knows no limits, and your soul doesn't have fear. Therefore, this higher aspect of self wants you to experience your biggest desires, regardless of the discomfort that could be involved in that path or in the pursuing of that goal or that dream. Now, here's another important distinction so that you can actually understand why the resistance is there, and then you know what to do with it more skillfully. So your lower self, aka the limbic system of the brain, makes up your subconscious. So most of you who are listening have heard of the conscious versus the unconscious or subconscious mind, right? So the subconscious makes up 90 to 95-ish percent of our brain activity, aka our subconscious is ruling a shitload of what we believe, what we receive, how we act, what shows up in our reality. Therefore, it's very normal for us to experience resistance when we're leveling up. And it's not even conscious. This is also where you can feel that push-pull between your higher and your lower self, or that push-pull between your conscious desires and your subconscious fears. Who here, who's listening, has ever had an experience where mentally, consciously, you're like, yeah, I want this thing, or I want to make this change, but subconsciously you resist the change, or you keep kicking the can down the road, even though you're like, I really want it. And you feel this push-pull in your mind or in the back of your brain. That's usually this incoherence or this tug of war between the higher and the lower aspects of you. So that's why we've got to normalize the resistance so that we stop making it a problem, so that we can take some of that push-pull tension out of the equation. And as the famous quote says, feel the fear and do it anyway. So I really want to reiterate, resistance isn't a problem. It's actually just a normal part of leveling up. And the more that you're constantly growing, expanding, and leveling up, the more resistance you're going to feel. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this in a sec. The reason that we feel like stuckness is a problem, and the reason that when we feel stuck, we stop taking action or we don't move forward as fast or as much as we would want to, is because many of us believe that we're stuck and therefore we are stuck. We believe that resistance equals stuck. But think about it really logically. You're never actually stuck, right? Unless you're actually handcuffed in a jail cell. So that leads us to be curious about, well, what is stuckness? Stuckness is a sensation. And resistance is a sensation. So we assign this meaning or this label of I am stuck to the sensation of resistance. And then we think that we need to wait for that resistance to dissolve or to leave or to fade out in order to start making the moves. It's that classic conundrum where people are waiting to feel ready, but the irony is that you never actually feel ready until you're doing it. So this isn't a flaw of your personality or anything like that. This is actually resistance's favorite method of persuasion, and it's procrastination, which I think we're all familiar with in some way. So procrastination is one of the sneaky kinds of resistance because it's the easiest one that we can justify and that we can explain away rationally and logically. Think about it. You might not say, I'm never going to move to Bali, but you might say, I'm going to start looking into that next month. Next month, I'll start looking at villas and flights and all of that jazz. And then you just keep kicking the can down the road. You might not say, I'm not ever going to start a YouTube channel, but you might say, I'm going to wait till I get a better camera. I'm going to wait till my acne clears up, blah, 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 blah. Excuse city, excuses.com. You can easily justify kicking the can down the road, as I say, and resistance gets really happy about that because it's like, yay, we're keeping safe. We're not stepping outside our comfort zone. And I'm doing my job perfectly. Now, here's a moment where I want to just like interject on myself and read you an excerpt from that book I mentioned, The War of Art. And in that book, the author, Stephen Pressfield, says, are you paralyzed with fear? That's a good sign. Fear is good. Like self-doubt, fear is an indicator. Fear tells us what we have to do. The more scared we are of a work or calling, the more sure we can be that we have to do it. Resistance is experienced as fear. The degree of fear equates to the strength of the resistance. Therefore, the more fear that we feel about a specific enterprise, the more certain we can be that that enterprise is so important to us and to the growth of our soul. That is why we feel so much resistance. If it meant nothing to us, there would be no resistance. Snap, snap, snap. When I read that, I was like, damn, Stephen, that is so good. And that makes so, so much sense. Now, if you are someone who procrastinates, you probably also experience self-judgment around that. The clients that I work with, almost all of them, I think, experience procrastination in some way, and they usually feel a bit of shame, a bit of self-judgment around that. And typically they associate procrastination with being lazy or just not being self-motivated. But the irony is that a lot of people experience procrastination are very ambitious and self-motivated individuals. And that tells us like, okay, procrastination isn't actually to do with motivation, it's to do with resistance. And as Stephen explains in that quote, the resistance isn't a flaw or something that is flawed about you or flawed about your motivation. It's actually directly correlated to how much you care about something. It's directly correlated to what your soul wants to do, how your soul wants to grow. And that resistance is part of the initiation or part of the journey. Now, this reminds me of this incredible masterclass series I did in 2022. Some of you might have joined me. It was called Iconic. And as the name suggests, it was very iconic. I'm actually going to link it in the show notes for you now because it was so damn good and it's only £55. And it's like the most loving kick up the bum and super motivating and life-changing. But anyways, in Iconic, I went deep into the power that we can find inside of ourselves when we walk forward with our resistance instead of letting it continuously stop us in our tracks. So as you can imagine, like as I recently read this book, War and Art, I was already talking about this in 2022, early 2022, but the way that he explained it in this book was just so affirming of these things that I already knew and that I was already teaching, but he just explained it in a different way that really helped different puzzle pieces to click. So let me explain how I was teaching resistance inside of Iconic. So when I look up the definitions in the dictionary of resistance, which I like to do because I like to play on words and look at like what are the meanings of the words that we're talking about, there's two definitions. So the first definition is the refusal to accept or comply with something. And the second one was the ability to not be affected by something adversely. So again, number one, the refusal to accept or comply with something. Number two, the ability to not be affected by something adversely or in like a negative way. Yeah. Therefore, when we're in resistance, we are, you could look at it this way, refusing to comply with our higher self, refusing to comply with our dreams. We are refusing to comply with our intuition. We are refusing to flirt with our potential. We are refusing to do what our hearts are calling us to do. We are not letting our intuition affect us or move us in the direction that it wants to move us. And maybe we're not letting our dreams move us. But there's a powerful distinction that I want you to listen very close to in this moment. Do not make your resistance wrong. Your resistance isn't wrong. Your lower self, your subconscious isn't wrong. It just is. Can you think of it neutrally like that? It just is. It's just how it is. It just shows up when you're on the edge of something big. It just shows up because you're human. It just shows up because you're daring to be a badass bitch. It just shows up because that's how it is. But what you do have power over is deciding what you're going to do when it does show up. You have the power to get unstuck literally anytime you want. And you don't even have to erase your resistance in order to do that. So when we talk about getting unstuck, sometimes we think of this big complex process or this big healing moment or this big long list of things we need to do in order to get unstuck. What if it wasn't this big long list? It was just deciding, I'm not stuck. I'm experiencing resistance, but it's not sticking me to anything. It's just here. I'm just going to walk with it. I'm just going to let it be a sign that I'm on the edge of something great. Here's the thing. You've got to get used to resistance if you're someone who wants to live a big, extraordinary life. The people who live big, extraordinary lives, who live their big dreams, are not resistance free. Quite the opposite. They're sacred. They just fucking do it anyway. They just know that resistance is going to be there and they do their thing anyway. As that famous quote goes, feel the fear and do it anyway. They don't hand their power over to resistance. I'll give you a different example, right? Think of something that just exists and we don't even really think about it. Gravity, okay? So gravity just exists. We don't hand all our power over and go, oh, I'm so stuck because my feet, you know, go to the ground because of gravity. We just live our lives and we rock and roll with it. Sometimes we even do fun things with gravity, like jump on trampolines or jump out of airplanes, you know? We don't make it a problem. We don't assign a meaning to gravity as being this inherently negative thing. And so we thrive and we prosper even with it there. So the same can be said of our resistance. We don't have to hand so much power to it. And that's why we need to normalize it. The bigger our fear or resistance, the bigger the timeline is that you're stepping onto. So you could actually start reframing feeling really, really stuck as an epic, awesome thing. You could be like, ding, 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 ding. I'm onto something here. Oh my God, I'm on the edge of something really big. I'm on the edge of a tsunami of success. I'm on the edge of my wildest dreams. Instead of feeling really stuck, feeling that sensation, and then going into freeze mode or even complacency. What if feeling really stuck was like an alert system or an alarm that told you, hey, it's actually time to make a really big move. It's not time to delay. It's not time to go small. It's actually time to step the fuck up. It's actually time to take a really big risk, to shock myself. Let me give you another reframe here. Usually we think of being stuck as like a tension, a stickiness, a push-pull kind of energy. What if you decided to reframe tension? Let's think about healthy, expansive types of tension. Working out in the gym. It's tension in your booty, but then your booty looks amazing, yeah? And then you've got a beautiful lower back, it's not hurting. That tension creates that beauty, that ease, that juicy booty. Another kind of tension, getting into a pressurized airplane cabin on a long-haul flight to the Maldives. Right? It's like a pressurizing, maybe at times tense situation. You're in like closely confined space. There's pressure in the cabin. It's not always the most comfiest, right? But you're opting into that tension because you're going to get off the plane in the Maldives and be like, fuck yeah, life is good, right? So the tension is good. The tension is even exciting. Even if you're crammed in that airplane, if you're not in business class, of course, even though you're in that tense moment, you're maybe even feeling excitement in that tense moment. You're feeling excited when your ass is hurting as you're doing those squats because you know what's on the other side. What about the sexual tension when you're on a first date with a hottie and you're like, ooh, this could be someone who I end up in therapy over for 5 years, or it could be the person I marry. Who knows? The mystery and the tension of that, we can enjoy that. Think also of the trees in autumn. Do you guys know that the trees get strongest in autumn when they're not making leaves or bearing fruits? All the energy gets pushed down into their roots, into the root system. So the trees are literally going through the tension of a death, but that is the catalyst for new life, for spring. So in other words, you can choose if tension is something that keeps you stuck, stagnated, or even something that breaks you down, or you can let it bend you in the direction of what you truly desire. Healthy tension can create growth. Healthy tension can create long-term pleasure and ease. Discomfort now, the discomfort that you choose, that is the discomfort that your higher self chooses in pursuit of what you want, can create a lot of confidence later. All of this happens if we choose to perceive tension as an expander of ease rather than a block to that ease. This brings me to another important distinction. Let's talk about doing hard things. You guys know I am all about ease. I'm a mental projector. We as projectors are designed to work smart, not hard. I think that's quite good advice for all humans, to be honest, but projectors are particularly good at doing that. And we're also really good at coaching and guiding others to be more efficient with their energy. So I'm definitely not someone who's about the hustle till you're dead or sleep when you're dead kind of culture. Yeah. I also have a Taurus moon. I'm a Leo. I'm all about pleasure. I like to be comfortable, all of that jazz. But I also have a very devoted work ethic when I'm passionate about what I'm doing. I'll never be the person who works 12-hour days, but I do show the fuck up for the things that matter and I show up to build my dreams. I'm quite relentless when I want something. When I say we have to do hard things or we get to do hard things, I don't mean working hard for the sake of working hard or to get some kind of approval. You know, we're deconditioning from that kind of consciousness. What I mean is knowing that we get to choose some hard things in order to create long-term mastery, health, wealth, happiness, love, prosperity, maturity, incredible leadership. We get to choose our hard when it comes to the things that matter to us. Because when we choose the hard in the journey of the things that matter to us, that's what helps us to grow into the women that we want to be. I'll give you some examples, right? Going to the gym is hard, but it's also going to be really hard if you never move your body and you have a lot of health and medical issues when you're older. So even though there's tension and there's willpower and there's difficulty or challenges when you're moving your body and you're getting stronger, you're creating more ease, happiness, and a life that is in alignment with your values in the long term. So you're choosing the hard that actually creates more prosperity and ease in the long term. There are other things that are worth choosing, that are worth, you know, enduring the hard. For example, I'm not a mom, but I am friends with lots of moms. I have mama clients and they all tell me motherhood's not an easy thing. I don't look at motherhood and think, wow, that looks so easy. You know, I don't think I've ever met a mom that says that it's completely easy. But many mamas choose that life. They choose that pursuit because they want the rich satisfaction. They want the deep love. They actually want the personal growth journey of becoming a parent and raising a child. Another example from my life, you know, running a seven-figure business and having thousands of followers on social media, being responsible for so many people, doing such deep work and holding such deep space for so many people, it's not always easy. But it's a hard thing that I choose, that I love, that I get so much deep satisfaction and satiation from. And I find it much easier now than I used to. It's much easier now that I've been doing it for several years, many years, than it was when I first started or when I was thinking about or dreaming of that reality. I find it much easier than I used to because I showed up and I met that resistance again and again and again. And through that resistance, I became much better at what I do. I became a more mature leader. I became more unfuckwithable. The more things that fucked with me, the more unfuckwithable I became. So how I handle myself has been enriched and fortified by the things that used to scare me. The things that used to scare me, I now find many of them very pleasurable and very easy. Conversations that used to put me in a freeze state or response or send me into complete fear are now easy like Sunday morning. No big deal. Resistance gave me those gifts. Those are the jewels of meeting the resistance. So if we wish our resistance away, we wish away the character building. We actually wish away the dreams. Because part of the reason that those dreams are on your vision board, part of the reason that you want to become a mom or move overseas or start a business is because you want to be the kind of woman who experiences and journeys through those pursuits. It's like, why do people do a marathon? They want to be the kind of person who can train and participate and follow through and finish that marathon. They want to know the version of themselves that did that. So resistance helps you get to know higher aspects and better versions of yourself. So it's not an enemy. Resistance, hard things, change, fears, these are not your enemies. These are your allies. These are the keys to the locked doors that you want to walk through. There's something that your heart wants on the other side of that resistance, and you owe it to yourself to go and get it. Your resistance will help you to strengthen. Your resistance will train and initiate you into the woman that can hold all of that and so much more. Your resistance is a pathway to the level that you want to rise up to. Not a block to the level, it's actually the key to that level. I feel like this is a secret to most people. So I really want you to think about, what are you actually going to go do about this? When you finish this podcast episode, when you finish soaking and taking in all this information, what are you actually going to fucking do about it? Because information and knowledge, soaking all that up, it's amazing. But where the transformation really happens is in the integration and the implementation of that knowledge. Nothing changes if nothing changes. So how are you going to start taking action despite your resistance? Are you already starting to see your resistance differently now? As a friend rather than a foe? If you can start to meet your resistance like this and see it in this new spotlight, you are literally going to become an unstoppable manifester. I saw this quote on social media by Amanda Bucci that said, manifestation is shifting from when what's out there changes, I'll change, to when I change, what's out there changes. So it's that classic concept of, instead of waiting for your external world to change before you change, recognize that when you change internally, the extrinsic and external world around you will change. So you are the change. You are the force of that change. And I think that that quote sums up perfectly what we're talking about here today. Let your resistance change you in the best way. Instead of allowing it to make you procrastinate, instead of letting yourself procrastinate, instead of your resistance making you stay small, let your resistance embolden you. Let it set your heart on fire. Let it be a sure sign that you are 3 feet away from gold. Let it be like a fucking notification in your brain or on your phone that says, I'm about to do something really amazing. Keep going. Don't stop now. As I was saying that, I was thinking about, like, you know, when you're having sex or you're like receiving oral sex and you're really getting into the flow and you're rising up to the orgasm. You're like, don't stop now. Don't stop now. Don't stop now. It's again, like the tension, the sexual tension. Think of your tension and your resistance around your goals like this. Like, don't stop now, girl. Don't stop now. Don't stop now. Don't change your rhythm now. Don't slow down now because you're going to fuck it up. So think about it like that in a jokester manner or any of the other ways that I have defined it, or, you know, find your own definition based on how this episode felt for you, what it sparked in you. Any insights that you're having, go write them down. And what I want to leave you with is that your resistance gets to be a green light instead of a red light. Usually we see stuckness resistance as a red light or a stop sign. See it as a green light. See it as a sign that it's fucking go time. And when you do that, what's going to happen is you're going to keep following through despite your resistance, which gives your brain this massive dopamine reward. Bit of a side caveat, when you follow through on things that you procrastinate on, things that you've been avoiding on your to-do list, when you actually follow through and do the damn thing, your brain gets this massive reward, and your brain loves to chase rewards. So the more that you can follow through despite your resistance, you're actually creating these new pathways in your brain, which helps you to create more and more momentum. And when you create more and more momentum, you're going to move faster and you're going to get results faster, and then you're going to feel more confident faster. and change is going to happen faster. And this is sort of what we talk about when, you know, lots of little things build up and then all of a sudden you're like, shit, I just took a massive quantum leap. But you can actually start that domino effect by letting resistance be your green light rather than your red light. And lastly, let your resistance show you the gap between the life that you're currently living and the unlived life that's still inside of you. That was a tongue twister. I'll say it again. Let your resistance show you the gap between the life that you're living and the unlived life that's still inside of you. And remember that you get to fill the gap, and resistance is not a barrier to you filling the gap. I think I've run out of projector energy and words today, so I'm going to leave it there. I would love for you to slide into my DMs. Tell me how this episode was for you. Was it the kick up the ass that you needed? Was it the spark in your heart that you needed? Did you have any key takeaways that you want to share? I would love to hear. I would love to talk to you guys and have a conversation. So come find me, say hello. If you have a moment, could you please also leave a review for the podcast? It helps more beautiful souls like you to find the show. Much love. Muchas gracias. And I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. Go fuck with your resistance. Go fuck around and find out, and go chase your dreams until they are your actual reality. I believe in you. Believe in you too. Sending you heaps of love. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this episode ignited you, expanded you, and enriched your heart, your mind, your life in some way. If it did, reach out on Instagram. My handle is thisisamyrushworth, or you can head over to my website for all my courses, retreats, and magical offerings at amyrushworth.com. If the show feels like a vibe for you, make sure you subscribe. And if you have 60 seconds to rate and review, or even to just share the show with a friend, I would be so, so, so grateful. And it helps more amazing, beautiful people like you to discover this show and to improve their lives for the better. Stay tuned for the next episode. And until then, I'm sending you strength, grace, ferocious courage, and a friendly reminder to always love yourself fiercely and to go out there and live your most unapologetic life.